Hi, I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Today I have a wonderful guest from the Netherlands, Amina Figueroa. She is, without a doubt, one of the most brilliant and prolific pianists and composers on the jazz scene in Europe, and it's just great to have her here. How are you, Amina?
I'm fine, and thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's good to have you. It's really nice to have people from another country once in a while, especially somebody that plays as well as you do. It's great. And I know you now live in the Netherlands, but I guess you were born in another country, right?
That's right. I grew up and I got my education as a classical player in Azerbaijan, which was before part of the Soviet Union. Then I got opportunity to study jazz in Netherlands and then later also in Boston and Berklee College. So that's what I did.
That's fantastic. How did you manage to get to Berklee? Did somebody ask you or did you write them a letter? Or?
No, actually, when I was studying in jazz conservatory in Rotterdam in the Netherlands, there was an exchange program between Boston and Rotterdam. So that's what I did. I went on exchange program and I loved it.
Did you like Berklee?
Oh, I loved it.
Did you listen to records at home?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, actually, my mother and my father, they're big music fan, and particularly my mother loves jazz. So I grew up listening to jazz music, although I know that it sounds kind of surprising, you know, in the time of the Cold War, Soviet Union. But still we had the jazz records, and I've listened to lots of to Duke Ellington, Oscar Peterson, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald. That was, you know, I was growing up with it. And later on, when I was like 15, I was listening more to Herbie Hancock.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Okay. But playing classical music.
So that's really pretty much, I can identify with all that. But right now, I'm dying to hear you play. Would you play something for us?
Of course. I'd like to play. It's a piece I wrote a few years ago from the album that actually kind of a fantasy. I call it, it's like a movie without vision, if you can say it this way. It's just all stories that I captured somewhere in my mind and I described them musically. And one is then waiting actually for a night train or just a night train. If you imagine yourself on a very little train station somewhere in the middle of nowhere on a very warm, nice evening, you're alone but you're happy and you're waiting for the train. So that's the story of this piece.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I'm dying to hear it. Well, that was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
I can hear so many things going on. It's well titled, I think. And being in a minor key, too, it has a certain air of mystery about it.
That's right.
Do you write that out, or do you improvise most of it?
Well, most of the time, just the theme and arrangements, because I have a sextet and septet, would just be in my mind, and then I would write it out. But the rest is, of course, improvised. But it comes every time in a very different way. Sometimes I know exactly the whole thing, and sometimes it drops, you know, one by one. It's a mystery process to me, writing.
I think that's a part of jazz. The fact when you play it, it does come out differently every time, at least it does for me. Even if I have something written out, it comes out differently.
Of course, yeah.
So, anyway, have you got another one of your own that you'd
yes,
like to do?
Yes, I'd like to do a piece that is actually part of September Suite. I happened to be in New York in 2001 on 9/11.
Oh, dear.
And, I mean, this tragedy, it's amazing impact on everyone, everywhere in each country. But I was then here by myself without my husband and staying with the friends in Brooklyn, and they were not home. So I was pretty alone, and I couldn't talk to anyone. That was pretty heavy.
I would think.
So when I came home to the Netherlands, and I didn't plan to write music about this, but it just came by itself after I've seen a few documentaries. And again, as I said, music is very visual to me. I always visualize something when I write, or I get very much inspired by something that I've seen. And there are lots of documentaries, of course, about 9/11. And one of the documentary was about young man from New York that was telling in his interview that they just had a baby and his wife just went back to work and she died that day. And he was left alone with tiny baby, and he said that he would rather die, but he had to go on for this baby. He had to take care of child. So, but at night, he said, when the baby was asleep and he was alone in that sadness and the quietness, he could hear his own footsteps. And when I heard that and I thought about that darkness in the room and hearing your own footsteps, which is really something, you know, it is so quiet and you hear it, I thought right away in my mind, I heard something almost Chopin-like, bum, bum, the footsteps. And so I got, and I wrote this piece, When the Lights Go Down.
Oh, that, I'm glad you told me about the subject matter, because I'm sure I will hear all that in the music. So go ahead, I'm dying to hear it. Thank you. That was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
You know, you mentioned Chopin. I don't know if you'd agree with me, but there was here and there a hint of a Chopin-esque phrase or something in the music. Do you agree or not?
That's right. I realized it later that it has something nocturnish kind of.
Yeah, nocturnish. Yeah. That's very good. Yeah. Well, we'll have more in a minute with Amina Figueroa. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Now we're going to have a go at a duet, aren't we?
Right.
Body and Soul. Mm-hmm. Well, how should we do that? I'm sure you know the expression, to wing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to sort of work it out or do you want to wing it?
I think let's wing it.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Well, obviously, we can play very well together, can't we?
Yes. I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. Well, now maybe I'll play one of my tunes for you. Actually, this is something I don't know. I must have had somebody in mind, because it's called With You in Mind.
That's a beautiful title.
It is a nice title. And a very fine lyricist. She started to write a lyric, and then she called me and she said, Marion, I'm sorry I can't go on with the lyric because I'm going to be doing House of Flowers with Harold Arlen. So I couldn't find that. So I never have had a lyric to that tune, but I would still like to find one. Anyway, here's the tune.
Well, Marion, it's a beautiful piece. It's a wonderful melody, and it's very singable and lyrical, so I just can hear the lyrics there. Too bad I can't write the lyrics.
Well, maybe somebody out there will hear the show, and they'll decide to have their try at lyrics. So yeah. I'll be hoping anyway. So we will see. Well, there's more to come with my guest, Amina Figueroa. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR on the web at pianojazz.npr.org.